Blog Talk Radio.
Flavor. This is DeLon from All Media Artists, and you're in for a big treat. Today's show is dedicated to the diversity of talent on allmediaartists.com. You'll hear some great music from some great artists. So sit back and enjoy. And now here is your host, Lady Flavor.
Welcome to the All Media Artist Features, where I play songs and tracks just from artists from the All Media Artist website. If you don't know about it, you need to go check it out at www.all-media-artists.com. It is the site where artists come together, the ones that are, really ready to take it to the next level, that are, have a professional look, have a professional sound, is the whole package ready to sell themselves, to the world and share their creativity, to all that, will pay attention. And I really, really encourage you to go check out the site if you're an artist ready to go to the next level, or if you are a fan of artists. This is the place to go. It's been in existence for maybe about 3 months, maybe a little over 3 months. And, I have to tell you, in the short amount of time that I have been involved, I'm a member over there as a fan. And, the talents are just, I know I need to learn a new word. I need to grow, But they're absolutely amazing. I want to play a track from one of those artists, and this is Brian Jett, and this is going to be, Falling in Love with Jesus.
Thank you.
All right. That was Brian Jett with Falling in Love with Jesus. We have a caller that's been hanging on the line since before the show even started, so let me click on and bring them in. Caller from the 904 area code, you're on the air with Lady Flavor on the All Media Artist Features.
Hey, Lady Flavor, how are you?
I'm good. Who is this?
Miss Monica Monet.
Oh, how are you, darling?
I'm doing good. Got a cold, but other than that, I'm great.
Okay. So you got anything new going on with you, Monica?
Oh, yeah. Still working on the new CD, Simply
okay.
Beautiful. So, yeah, I'm in the studio, you know, doing shows and stuff, so that's good.
Okay. So I guess we can't get you to sing live for us, huh? Since, you know, you're sick.
I got a little cold. Yeah, but I could probably sing something.
Do you want to sing, or I could play a track of yours?
You want to play? Well, if you could play a track, that's cool. But you know, I'm always down to sing too. But it might not be my best singing today, though.
I love hearing people sing live. I'll just, you know, DeLong can tell you. Anytime DeLong calls into any of my shows, I'm like, okay, you gonna sing? Can you sing?
I can sing a little bit.
Okay. Well, why don't you try to sing a little bit for
Let's
us?
Sing.
This is Monica Monet, one of the most amazing artists over there on the All Media Artists website. And I have to tell you that, Monica, I have heard just nothing but great responses about your voice all over the internet, not just the All Media Artists website. So, yeah, people are kind of digging you, girl.
Well, I'm so thankful because, you know, it's all passion and you never know, but I just thank everybody for their love and support. I got a long way to go, but I'm ready for the race, so I'm just, you know.
There you go.
Okay, let me think of something I can sing right now. Listen.
Okay.
Love comes around every now and then. It fills your heart with joy, then turn it to pain. Oh, I don't know why it happens to the best, but the next time before I fall, I'm gonna make sure it's right. Love comes and goes. Love comes and goes. I should listen to my mind and not to my heart. That's a little something.
Oh, thank you so much for singing for
us.
That's amazing. That's amazing. So now I know that you yourself have been getting some great feedback. You have to be. If I'm hearing it all the way in Seattle, Washington, you have to be getting some great feedback, correct?
Yeah, it's been love for the new single, Gravity. It's so much love.
Okay. And so how does that feel for you? I was going to say Gravity is the one that I'm hearing about a lot too. So how does that feel for you to get that type of support over Gravity?
Well, I think it's growth from the last CD that I done, Nappy Halo Volume 1. It's a lot of growth and a lot of life experiences that had me to reach down deeper for writing. So I'm just happy that I'm on the right track, you know. So you
write all your own songs?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're not only a singer, you're a songwriter. That's wonderful.
I'm writing.
So what struggle? I know this is not even your featured show, so I hope you're going to be scheduling a featured show to come on.
I'm going to do that really soon.
Okay, wonderful. I would love to have you on. But I'm just curious, you know, what type of struggles have you kind of faced as an up-and-coming independent artist that has a great gift and a talent that, you know, in my opinion, deserves to be heard by the world. I'm sure that there are struggles, and what does that kind of look like for you?
Thank you for the compliment. I really do appreciate it. I think a lot of struggles is it's just to get your music out, you know, to get it heard, or, you know, you have people that looks for music, but you have to really just find it. You know, like I found you, you know, which I'm so, you know, grateful that I found All Media Artists and your radio show. There's people who love independent music, you know, but some of the struggles are just basically just getting a good quality product, because it's not an easy challenge to get the quality product that I know that I was looking for to go up against, like, artists that's doing it, you know, just doing it full time and everything, but you still need that, you know, that polished package, the pictures, the CDs, all of that. You have to go up against major hitters. And I think some of my struggles is able to do this and plus live a normal life as far as, you know, paying everyday bills and things of that sort,
sure.
To be honest with you.
Yeah.
But that's all within the passion. So that's one of the struggles that I know that I go through, you know, because I don't want to put out anything just to say I have it out. I do want a polished package.
And I can appreciate that, because you're right, Monica. I mean, you know, when you are up there against those heavy hitters, as you would say, once upon a time they were nobodies, but somehow people got behind them and pushed them forward to then get recognized,
mm-hmm.
to get to the point
mm-hmm.
where they were able to create those polished products. And it does take
mm-hmm.
money. When you got, you know, a roof to keep over your head and food to be putting in your belly or gas in your car, those are all major expenses that you have
mm-hmm.
to have. So then when it comes to, okay, can I set aside, you know, $100 to go and have a CD press or the graphics made, or, you know, my sound mastered or whatever. I would imagine that's a hard call, you know, as to where your priorities are and where you want to put your money, because, you know, of course you got to have a roof over your head, you know,
right.
And then, you know, so I totally, you know, can understand that and appreciate what you're saying. And you know, I think the reason why I created Flavor News and Flavor News Radio is at least trying to play a role in, you know, in being able to share your sounds and those of other, you know, deserving underground independent artists, you know, with
mm-hmm.
the listeners that have latched on to what I'm doing, just as Therese, you know, creating the
mm-hmm.
All Media Artists website, you know, to bring together artists and connect you guys with people that she has connections with. It's called, you know, it's kind of like connecting the dots and networking.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you just never know, you know, what doors could be opened or who
exactly.
might hear your sound. And when you can, you know, connect on that level, I think it's a good way. I think the internet has opened the doors. If we can learn to use it wisely, it can
exactly.
open the doors, you know, to possibilities that we wouldn't have had just sitting in our own homes, in our own towns, you know.
Mm-hmm,
so,
exactly.
you know, I'm grateful because, you know, as you know, I heard about you over on Paradigm Show. And so,
mm-hmm.
You know, and then to come find out that you were over at the All Media Artists website, you know, is like a double blessing. So, I don't know. I just want you to stay encouraged, and you know, if there's anything that I can do, you know, to help, I definitely want you on as a feature, you know,
you know,
stay in touch with me, and if you've got promotions going on, if you've got any special showcases, even if it's
mm-hmm.
in your own hometown, you know, we can still, you know, help get the word out about you. So, you know, with that said, I'm going to play, you know, your much-loved song for those that may have not heard it. And this is Monica Monet and her piece called Gravity.
Thank you.
Grab it. situation's complicated, heartbreaking. Don't want to discuss it any further. Why do love got to hurt? Why it can't be easy? Tell me. Wanna be loved, not just. I'm trying to get up, out, but gravity keeps me down. I'm trying to stop crying, but gravity keeps forcing my tears to the ground.
That was Gravity by Monica Monet, who we are blessed to have live on the air with us right now. I think, Monica, that particular song, and maybe the reason, I could be wrong, but maybe the reason that it is so popular and people are paying attention is, you know, that's something that people can feel, you know, and that's one thing that, you know, my mentor always tells me, you know, you create something that can evoke emotions, you know, to get people to react. And I think with that particular piece, just depending on what your mood is, you know, mm-hmm. where you are in your life, it, you know, you can feel it. You can relate to it. And it can take on maybe different meanings, you know, for you or
exactly.
whatever. But, you know, so I think that's maybe why it is popular. And the arrangements behind it and your vocals are just beautiful.
Thank
you. Know,
you.
Just beautiful and pure, you know, and passionate. I mean, there's so many things I could go into. And it's funny, you know, in the last few days, I almost feel like in the last few days, Monica and everybody that's listening, I've kind of grown in how I really, really listen to music.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I started in this game as a book reviewer, right? You know, so
okay.
I was just, you know, very critical on, you know, everything when it came to writing, you know, from, you know, I went from, you know, what the book cover looked like to the synopsis to the format
mm-hmm.
and font before I even got to, you know, actually reading the book. And so when it comes to music, you know, at first it was just all about like, okay, did it make me sway? Did it make me bob my head? Did it, you know, almost mm-hmm. in a sense, like, did it make the body react, right?
Exactly.
But I spent 5 hours the other day listening to a breakdown on hip-hop on an amazing series, lecture series on YouTube. And I was like, boy, that just really gave me a different insight to how I will, you know, look at hip-hop and listen to hip-hop and the words and the real meaning behind it, to then sitting down and listen to one track with different people from the music industry sharing their different takes on the one track. And so when you get the opinions of somebody who's, for instance, a musician or somebody who is in marketing and promotions for music to one that is aware of fan bases. It's really interesting to get their opinions of one track. And so in doing that and having that experience, you know, it has, you know, heightened my thoughts and my awareness of how, you know, I probably will go into 2011, you know, really paying attention to music. And, you know, I'll be honest with you, you know, your track Gravity is one of them that has been discussed amongst about four of us, you know, and everybody is just like, she's a monster, you know, absolutely clear, beautiful, the arrangements, you know, everything when it comes to Gravity is, yeah, that's a hit there. So we got to do whatever
Thank
we
you.
Can, you know,
get
to help
out.
You get the word out, you know, to get it out there because,
yeah.
You know, you definitely are deserving. And you can tell that you've taken a lot of time, you know, and you didn't just, like, throw that together. And you know, everything, you know, in my opinion is like perfection, you know, when it comes to that. So I definitely wish you, you know, the best of success. And, you know, just out of curiosity, do you have plans for doing anything different than you did in 2010 going into 2011 as an artist?
Oh, yeah. 2010 was kind of, wasn't slow. It's just that I had a lot of, like, personal stuff, you know, like I had surgery, different things like that. So it kind of pushed me back a little bit. So I had to, like, heal and different things like that. But 2011, most definitely, I'm going to be on the grind. It's, like, so hard. It's, like, this is a very important year for me because this year, to me, is the year that I need to get it out. So by all means necessary, you know. So it's going to be, I'm going to be on the grind this year. And I wanted to give a special thanks to Teresa, who that over All Media Artists. She's always, you know, showed support, and she's always reached out to me, you know. So I do have to give a special shout out to her, and just because of, you know, All Media Artists website, I have met some wonderful artists on there that, you know, Brian O'Neill. Beautiful artists, you know, Brian Christopher, beautiful artists, and a lot of more artists that I have met on there, met, you know, actually here at the music. It's just a great website, you know, and social networking, and I thank her, and I thank you for, you know, it just seems, it's like when people show you love like this, it really gets you motivated and to keep doing what you're doing, you know, so I just want to give her a shout out for this as well.
Right. No, and it's definitely well deserved. You know, Therese does, you know, deserve to be recognized for what she has created, because she has created a space and place for artists that are really quality artists. And I appreciate the fact that you're saying, you know, that there are connections that are honestly being made, you know, over there. Artists showing appreciation for each other. There's some collabs that have been talked about. And I think it is something that's amazing. So just right quick, could you, like, explain to anybody who is in the listening audience what would be the difference, in your opinion, in an artist joining a site like All Media Artists versus being on Facebook?
Okay, sure. To me, Facebook is about networking also, but it's also about just, you know, something – more than just music, you know. It could be what I ate today, or, you know, what, you know, who said what about who, or, you know, connecting with friends, which is, that's beautiful, that's good. But it's also good to have a social network that gives you the opportunity to, you know, talk about your music, you know. You don't have too many sites like that, you know, when you go on there, every artist is quality artist, and, you know, and the subject for the day is music, you know, whether it's like you have a video posted or what you're doing and different things like that. So I just feel that if you can get a site that talks about the music, you know, and a lot of things you have to fight in Facebook just to get your, I got 2,000, almost 3,000 friends on Facebook, but I only have, like, on Facebook, you only have, like, maybe 200 or 300 hits, like on different sites, you know, when you post your music out there. So that's how I can tell what's really being hit in, you know. And so you have to grind a little harder on Facebook, too, as well, just to get them. But you have so many, everybody doing it. But if you get to a site that has quality music and every artist is a quality artist, not saying that no one work is not, is what I'm just saying that.
Mm-hmm.
But that particular site is just that, it's music-based. And, like, I guess the best way I can put it, the subject for the day is not what I – the subject for the day is music, just hands down, you know.
I think that's, you know, and that's a different take on it, and I think it's a good one. I think that you're right that it's about coming together, and they help you over at All Media Artists to create that professional look. If that's something that you're wanting, you know, they will help you, you know, kind of create that. Not always an artist is really kind of aware of what, you know, what they should do, you know, to kind of have that polished internet presence. And, you know, Therese and Brian will definitely help you with that, you know. And, you know, I know that they are working with Wesley, you know, to create other capabilities as the months go by to just, you know, tweak it and perfect it and make it more artist-friendly and user-friendly, because I know they don't want to just have music artists or audio artists. I know that they want to open it up to, you know, all genres and all art forms, you know, to be able to utilize that space and that tool, you know, for themselves. But, I you know, it's beautiful. And you know, I get music from artists from all around the world in all different levels and stuff. And so I try to find different ways, you know, to kind of, in a sense, critique their work without really critiquing their work. And you know, it's kind of like why I created the Flossom or Tossom, because I want the listeners to kind of let them know. But I have to tell you, you know, when you go over to All Media Artists, it's not like there's artists over there that I would even consider really needs to go on Flossom or Tossom, you know, and stuff. And so I think that you click on the pages, you can find out information about them, you can hear their tracks, you can find out, you know, where their websites are, to where product is being sold, or where else you can hear them. It's honestly a great starting point if you want to get to know somebody.
Yeah.
And it's just another tool, too, for you to be able to be Googleable. That's my new favorite word, Googleable, because I think that's important. You know, for an artist to be able to be found on the internet by, you know, I'm sure if somebody puts in Monica Monet into the Google search, Monica Monet is going to pop up, right?
Yes, yes.
Have you ever tried to Google yourself?
I have.
So I think that's important. But Monica, we have another caller on the line, so let me bring that caller in too. All right, John D. Green Sr., you are on the air with Monica Monet and Lady Flava.
Hey, Lady Flava, how are you? Monica, gravity has brought me to your site once again.
Thank you.
I love that song.
Thank you so much.
You are welcome.
So can you expand on your thoughts on that, John?
On gravity?
Yeah.
Do you really want me to expand on that particular song?
Well, I mean, since you are a musician composer, and you know, you don't leave her hanging like that.
Personal or professional? Personal is lyrical content. Professional is the syncopated measure in which the song was created. It's that 6/8 or that back 4/6 slant that she puts on it, where it's beat, beat, pause, beat, 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 pause, beat. Now, if you're a musician, you know what I'm talking about. If you don't, I'm just making sounds like beat, beat, pause, beat. But it's a paced time to it where her words are – she had to actually be able to sing the song in order to breathe life into the song. Or if not, it would have just been melodic music. It would have just been a sound. Her words actually carry the song, so the song is built around her ability to sing the song and project the words, thus project the feeling. of the song. That in itself makes the song an amazing song. Her delivery was, well, I don't need to tell you how her delivery was. You heard it in the song. But
exactly.
The whole package, that it was paced and timed just right, where you actually waited for her words and the melody kind of just held you there.
Exactly.
That is amazing writing.
Wow. Yeah, that is a perfect. See, John, that is a perfect conclusion. It leaves you hanging where you're like, what else? What, you know, what's coming next? It's kind of like, you know, kind of that slight part of the lips for that first kiss. You know,
mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, it's just beautiful, Monica. Yes, John, you hit
remember
it right
a while back. I said that about the soundtracks that we should carry in our pockets, Flay. Monica
mm-hmm,
is the kind of person
mm-hmm.
that I would have the musical version of her track in my pocket. And then I would speak to her just like, say, a random meeting. Hi, aren't you Monica? And as soon as she goes to say something, I would hit the track to where the music plays. You know, because she can deliver like that. She can deliver like that all day, no questions asked. I truly believe that she possesses that ability where you would hang on her every. She could say, hi, I'm, and you would wait, and you already know her name, but you would wait for her to say it.
Yeah. I mean, she could make the ABC sound beautiful, huh? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, yeah, I'm with you on that one. I think, see, John, I'm glad you called in because, you know, I think you breathe new life into, you know, being able to explain from your standpoint,
well,
you know, you're feeling
you know,
about just her capabilities.
My standpoint is, you know, I come from what is, as far as, like, the music goes, and, you know, I can hear, I can't always do it, but I can hear what sounds right, you know, what hits that perfect tone, if you will. And that song does it. I mean, she has quite a few songs that are amazing, but that,
oh, yeah.
Maybe
yeah,
it was the lyrical content. I don't know, but the whole package, that song was it. I heard it. I made a couple calls to a few of my mentors, and they were like, man, I'm already on it. Look on the site. I'm like, wow. You know, you guys are there before me. Brian O'Neill. You know, Brian O'Neill was like,
right.
Man, have you heard? So I just erased my little message to him because he had already messaged me. I was like, uh-oh. Maybe I'm behind on this.
Yeah, I have to agree with you because there's people in Seattle, Washington, who've gone over to All Media Artists and listened to Monica Monet's page and was like, Flava, man, she's hot, you know, and stuff. So, yeah. I mean, people, I think when you're ready, you know, and you've got that album ready, we can push it.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Just so you know, Monica, you have DeLon White. DeLon, the voice. Told me to tell you ditto on that because he feels the exact same way. And he is a phenomenal vocalist. And he's giving you high praise in the chat
room.
He's
great as well. Yeah, he's great. I went to his site the other day, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
The national anthem sounds really good.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. Well, I mean, that just shows, you know, the caliber of people that are over there at the All Media Artists from, you know, John not only being, you know, a singer, songwriter, musician, and composer, you know, I mean, he has an absolutely amazing ear for music and just being able to describe and, you know, explain, you know, exactly how it's flowing, whether it is actually flowing to, you know, I mean, he knows that all that musical technical words or whatever that I don't know. And so even just from John, I've learned a lot, you know, about how to listen to music and stuff. And so, I mean, there's just that, I mean, so that's just, I'm just saying that that's the type of caliber you can come across over there, you know. And I think that people on that particular site would be honest with each other, you know, in what they're hearing. I don't think that they would just be fluffing it and blowing smoke up people's butts or whatever. I think, you know, people would be honest, and that's one of the things that, you know, I talk about a lot, and I was talking about today on Facebook, you know, people being honest and what's their opinion and stuff. And so, I sure am glad, Monica, that you called in, and I'm so sorry that you're sick. Everybody in the chat room's wishing you, you know, to get better soon and stuff. But, you know, I appreciate the fact that you were even willing to sing live for us, you know.
Yeah.
That's such a blessing and a gift. I don't know if you realize that, but it just, it really is, you know, to be able to say to somebody, will you sing live, you know.
Oh, yeah.
It is something that's very, very special, you know. So I appreciate you calling in and sharing this time, and I really, really hope that you will schedule, to do a feature on the show, because I would love, you know, to sit down and just talk to you further about your music and, you know, where it started and came from and, you know, where you want to really go and stuff, and get a little bit more in detail about you. So, you know, get with Therese, Monica, and we can definitely set that up in the very near future.
John, thank you for the love. Thank you so much.
Oh, no doubt. Look in the chat.
You guys
room,
have really
Monica.
Filled me up today, you know, because with artists sometimes we do get down, and I'm filled up and ready to go back in.
Hey, you look in the chat room. Your spirits will lift.
Yeah.
You look in this chat room that I'm looking at. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You definitely got something. You know.
Yeah. You're getting love. There's a whole bunch of guests in there, and I'm sure if the guests were, like, you know, logged in and registered, they'd be sharing, you know, the love too. But definitely Cindy DeLon and Therese, you know, are singing your praises in the chat room. So, and DeLon wants you to, you know, drink a bunch of orange juice and take some soup, you know, so you can get better. So
okay, I will go.
Dr. DeLon, thank you for your advice, and, you know, I guess you could say fatherly advice too. So, you know what, John, since you are on the line, I'm going to play one of my favorite tracks by you, and I haven't played it in a little bit, but I'm going to play this one, and this is Because of You by John D. Green Sr.
All right, now.
Possession, you're more like my destiny, and I love you.
All right, that was John D. Green, Sr. with Because of You.
Love it.
So, John,
love
do you prefer writing songs and performing songs, or do you prefer composing music?
Truthfully, I think I prefer more the writing and composing. Because, you know, I'm like I said, I'm a fan first and a musician second. And, like, I imagine people, like the Time to Let Go song, I can imagine Monica setting it off. You know, I can imagine people that I aspire to be like as far as their vocal abilities. And when I'm writing, a lot of the times, I mean, every composer and musician, they have a different style, a way that they go about things. But as I'm writing, I imagine the people that I would like to hear doing certain songs. You know, if I told you, I can imagine Monica doing it. Time to Let Go, I can imagine Elton John doing it. And in my mind, I imagine these people as I write. And it's a strange process, but it really works for me. So I personally, I like to compose. I like to start with a thought and end with something, something beautiful, hopefully, if that's the intention going into the song that I'm writing. Yeah. So I definitely prefer the songwriting aspect of it.
Okay, okay. Well, because, you know, you've got all these different elements in there, and, you know, I learned tonight that Monica not only is a singer, but she's a songwriter, so she writes her own songs. And, you know, so I love, you know, the idea that an artist has that capability of creating something in so many different ways, you know, for people to come to appreciate, whether, you know, you write songs to them, somebody else sings them, or you compose, you know, the music, you know, behind, you know, somebody else's voice, or you're singing yourself or whatever. I think that's, you know, I think that's just a God-given gift. You know, I think that not everybody necessarily has that capability. And so, you know, again, it just shows, you know, the caliber of the people that you can find over at the All Media Artists. And again, for everybody who is listening tonight, this is the All Media Artists feature show where we bring on, you know, artists from the All Media Artists to, you know, talk, as Monica and John are doing, to playing tracks from the artists. And then the second half of the show is going to be the feature artist for this evening. And tonight's feature is, I don't know if he goes by Stephen or Stefan, but it's, I'll say, at this point, I'll say Stephen Jerome Ferguson, an absolutely amazing jazz artist. I've been listening to his music on and off all day, you know, today, from All Media Artists to even going over to Reverb Nation. And so I'm looking forward to him coming on to the show in just a little bit and getting to know him, you know, and his flavor. You know, but before I go any further, let me play another track by another artist over there on the All Media Artists website. And this is Matt Cusson. I want to say that's how you say his name, Matt Cusson. And let's see, I'm going to play same old song that also features Javier.
What am I gonna say? I did my best, your mind has been made, and now there's an empty space inside my bed where you used to lay. As soon as it all comes crystal clear, it disappears, 'cause it's the same old song of a love. Guess it only makes me strong. It's the same old song. back in the game again. Finally knowing where I stand, with everything in her hand.
Matt Cusin. Therese corrected me on that. That was Matt Cusin with Same Old Song. So, Monica and John, have you had the opportunity to take a listen to Matt's music over there?
Actually, I have. Several times.
Okay.
I
think he's got a beautiful voice, too.
Arrangements.
Yeah.
It's all about the arrangements for that guy.
So he is going to be a featured artist in January, so I'm looking forward to, you know, sitting down with him also and getting to know him and, you know, being able to share his sound and just, you know, having an understanding of where this all comes from, his creativity, and sharing that with the listening audience. So let's, you know, play a few more tracks. You know what? Let's go in a totally different direction. I have not done this, honestly, with the All Media Artists, but, you know, let's play a hip-hop piece. There are some hip-hop artists over there on All Media Artists, and this is DeCloak, and let's play Living Movie.
I can show you what I've seen living in the shot. You will call me Ripley because you wouldn't believe your eyes. It's like a living movie. 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 Corrupt officials, gunshots and mob ties. Suicide, homicide, pure genocide. It's like a living movie. 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 Youngest on the block, serving butter like the older dudes. Keep the burner on them like the stove in your kitchen do. Trying for the cake, I don't advise that you do. Or they will pull it in the ambulance for me to hit you. Let me take you a little deeper inside of my mental. A man ran up on the street and tripped in the rhyme temple. Nobody called the cops, police around the temple. Dude seen a way out, cock names right at his temple. Females getting pregnant just to pop the dudes off. Dudes raping females just to get a nut off. Babies born out of garbage and more lives are lost. I've heard of collateral damage, but once the biggest cost. King Cloak, I'm taking over, God appointed me the boss. If the rap for you do, I'm the one leading the loss. I sing your little own switch, one slipping your oath. Not only that, I'm pulling plug on the last you talk. If I can show you what I've seen living in the shy, you will call me Ripley because you wouldn't believe your eyes. It's like a living movie, it's like a living movie. It's like a living movie, it's like a living movie. Corrupt officials, gunshots and mob ties. Suicide, homicide, pure genocide. It's rock and living move. 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 police appropriators. Nine of us kill each other. They shooting down minorities regardless of skin color. Not even caring to have to force our people of color. Lord have mercy, spare them your wrath for wonders. Try to trust the local officials, but that went under. Captain Cassie Cooker and the other half, I wonder. All I have to say to them is watch for lightning and thunder. I put my trust in God, because that's the fool I'm under. No disrespect intended if I'm going too far. I'm just speaking from the heart of people who dead aside. I'm just speaking from the soul of people who yellow and dark. And I'ma keep going hard till the bulls put in park. I will have politics face down if they start. Oops, Obama's in office, let me play my part. Your president, they said the word, and I promise I'ma march. Or either on the front lines, no holds barred. If I can show you what I've seen living in the shot, you would call the rippers because you wouldn't believe your eyes. It's like a different move. 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 Corrupted officials, gunshots, and mob ties. Suicide, homicide, pure genocide. It's like a different move. It's like a different move. It's like a different move. It's like a different move.
Man, there's a lot I can say right here, man. But you know what? I'ma just keep it moving on y'all with these bars, man. Close, get em, let's go.
Stressed out, best out, can't go the rest route. No blunt, no green, can't blow the stress out. No Glock, no mask, won't blow a chest out. No pen, no pad, something I can't live without. Chasing stacks, chasing cash, state of mind in the past. What's good in the hood, till I felt my hunger stab. Stops in the streets when I was just a younger lad. Man went deep about the time I was an undergrad. At first the father's like poetry in motion. Now the light boom, volcanic commotion. Now my ocean build a tide, tsunami explosion. A galactic anomaly to what you do to folks. Hip hop will say, please, don't make me keep it real. Hip hop's a minute punk, that's just how you feel. Keep your mouth shut, cause I'm bringing it to every field. Trust when I say I'm more than dressed to kill. Go in. I shut what I've seen living in the shot. You would call the rippers cause you wouldn't believe your eyes. It's like a living movie. 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 Corrupted officials, gunshots in my past. Suicide, homicide, pure genocide. It's like a living movie. It's like a living movie. It's like a living movie. It's like a living movie.
Sleeping giant is awake.
All right, that was The Cloak with Living Movie. So, you know what? I honestly would love to have a conversation with The Cloak around that particular song and kind of understand where that all came from. You know, as I mentioned earlier in the show, you know, I sat down and watched this documentary on hip-hop, you know, for 5 hours and just kind of broke it down and, you know, caused me to listen to lyrics a little bit more. So I would love to have a conversation, you know, with The Cloak around that. Do you have any comments, John?
It's interesting. The lyrical content was interesting.
Yeah.
I would like to have a few. I have a few questions that I would definitely have to ask the artist.
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely a storytelling type thing. I think that there's something definitely behind that that, you know, causes, you know, to bring that particular piece, you know, to life and have a meaning behind it. We are 3 minutes away from the featured artist coming on, and actually, you know, he may be on with us. So let me see if this is him. Caller from the 931 area code. You're on the air with Lady Flava and John D. Green Sr.
Hey, Lady Flava. Yeah, this is me. How you doing?
I'm very good. So, me, is your name Stephen or Stefan?
Stephen.
It's Stephen. Okay, I just wanted to make sure that I said it correctly. Peace and blessings. Welcome to the All Media Artists Showcase tonight.
I really appreciate you guys having me on. I mean, I didn't even know I was a featured artist. I just thought I was just like, you know, one in a number. But
Know that we were doing an actual feature on you?
No, I didn't. No, I just thought.
Oh.
I know Therese told me that I was on the second half of the show, but
mm-hmm.
I had no idea I was the feature. I mean,
oh, darling, you got a whole hour with me. Can you handle that?
I think I can handle that.
Okay. Oh, okay. Okay. So, yeah, no, you are the feature. So, you get to, you know, let us know all about you and your music. And, you know, I'm going to play some tracks, you know, by you and all of that. So, no, I'm excited. I hope you're excited now because I'm going to ask you all kinds of questions. So, I hope you're ready.
I'm right here for you.
All right, all right. You know, so John DeGreen, we are on the air with Stephen Jerome Ferguson.
SJF, I am aware.
How you doing, John?
I am well. How are you?
I'm pretty good for old guy. I'm hanging in there, man.
An old guy. Oh my goodness, you're sounding like me. That's one of the things I would say, you know. So why would you even call yourself an old guy, Stephen?
Oh, well, I'm not a spring chicken anymore, Flavor, so, you know. But getting older is better than the alternative, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Okay. Okay, absolutely. I'll hear you on that. So, you know what? Before we go any further, why don't I play one of your tracks? Okay, you know what? I wouldn't have stole this because you didn't send it to me, so I wouldn't have stole this off of Reverb Nation. So I am going to play your title track of your CD, which is Afterglow. And this is Stephen Jerome Ferguson with Afterglow.
Thank you.
We were just listening to Afterglow by our featured guest tonight, Stephen Jerome Ferguson, SJF. So what do you think when you hear your own music? Are you somebody that actually sits back and listens to your music after the fact, Stephen?
You know what, that's kind of funny because I haven't heard that song in a long time. And while I was sitting back listening to it, I kind of almost forgot that it was mine. And
interesting.
And it kind of all came back to me as I was listening to it. But I was just kind of sitting here kind of bobbing my head a little bit, and then I felt guilty. I said, wait a minute, that's my song.
Well, that's good that you were digging your own sound. That's important.
Yeah.
Yeah, so no, I think your music is beautiful, and I'll be honest with you, I really consider your style of jazz just very, very chilled and mellow. I was thinking about this the other night. I'll be honest with you, I have trouble sleeping sometimes, and I was listening to your music, and it relaxed me so much that I fell asleep, and I hope that you don't take that as a... as like disrespectful or whatever, but I think that you know, music can just set a tone, set you in a mood or whatever. And I think that, you know, listening to your style, it's relaxing.
Yeah, that's what
is
I was.
Is that okay to say?
That's perfectly okay to say because that's exactly what I was going for.
Okay. So that is what you try to go for with your style. It's just kind of for people to sit back and relax and just chill, huh?
Exactly. I mean,
we
do a lot during the day, and sometimes we need to be able to have that mental vacation, and that's what I try to bring you.
No, and you do that, and you're right. You know, when we're dealing with the hustle and bustle of everyday life. You know, I think that we do need to have, you know, our own sanctuary where we can come and just relax and, you know, kind of be with self, or, you know, whether, you know, you're with, you know, a significant other or however you do it. I think it is a perfect sound that you create that can allow, you know, the mind, body, and soul to just, you know, just float in a sense. So, well, I'm glad that you're not offended by that because, you know, I'm not very good when it comes to it really knowing the proper terminology to use when describing music. And I wanted, you know, I was like, okay, how do I tell him what I think? And I didn't want that to come across as being offensive. So I'm glad that you're not offended because I think it's absolutely beautiful, beautiful. So you were a self-taught musician as a young child, I see.
Yes, I was. I got basically got officially started at the age of 12. That's the time that I played my actual first live instrument in front of people.
Okay.
I started playing around with music at the age of 8.
So when you started first playing, what was the first instrument that you started playing, Stephen?
My very first instrument was a old electric Fender Rhodes piano.
Okay.
Gorgeous sound to it. I mean, that was one of the sweetest sounds I've ever heard.
Mm-hmm.
Then I started to learn how to play guitar a little bit, and I learned just enough to get me in trouble, but
okay.
But my main instrument now is the bass guitar.
Okay. So it seems like you, like many musicians, kind of got started with your music career in church.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
When you talk about that, does that mean you played like piano for the church choir, or did you sing, or
did the church choir thing? We had the church that I was in later, it got kind of on the big side, and the choir director decided that they would like to have, you know, more accompanying instruments than just a piano. So
mm-hmm.
We found a drummer and a guitar player and another keyboard player, and myself, I played bass, and we just kind of backed up the choir with a quartet like that, and that was my first live gig.
Okay. So then you went from, playing gospel and co-founding a gospel group called Truth Voices of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
So when you list that, and that's the quartet that you're talking about?
Yes, ma'am. Or... They were, it was some friends of mine. We, we used to get together and harmonize in the backyard and that kind of stuff like that. And we started to get pretty good. So there was about, probably 7 or 8 of us all together. We had the musicians along with the singers, and what we did was we just traveled around to different churches, doing afternoon programs for the churches and all.
Mm-hmm.
It's like and church anniversaries and that kind of stuff like that. And pretty much all in the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area. We hit down in North Carolina, South Carolina a little bit also, so we pretty much stayed on the East.
Okay. Okay. So then a few years after that, you kind of branched out and got involved with a soul R&B group.
Mm-hmm. Got hooked
so
up.
So what was that transition like to go from playing, gospel music to then soul and R&B music?
Actually, it's very similar.
Mm-hmm.
R&B and R&B has its roots in gospel music.
Yes.
So it a lot of the chord progressions and that type of stuff like that were basically the same. Basically, the only difference was the audience. And
okay.
So you got to do more of a show on stage as an R&B group. You can't just stand up there, sit up there, and play and sing. You got to put on a show. You got to get people actually paying money for this. So you have to
get
money. And that was the biggest thing to learn.
So what did you prefer back in the day? Did you prefer being a part of the soul R&B scene or the gospel?
To be honest with you, as long as I was able to get up in front of people and play, I don't care where it was. It could be in a church. It could be in a backyard barbecue. I don't care where it was.
Okay.
And it really didn't matter because, the music is the music. It's all about the music.
Okay. So how long have you actually been a musician, Stephen?
I kind of took a break for a little while, for about 10 years.
Okay.
I would say probably somewhere in the neighborhood of maybe 30 years now.
Wow, okay. So I would imagine that you've seen a lot of changes and gone through different struggles and accomplishments in those years.
Oh, yes. Yeah, the biggest thing now is the technology standpoint.
Okay.
Someone like me now has the ability to do a lot of things myself that 10, 15 years ago, you would have to go into a studio, you'd have to hire outside musicians, you'd have to get, all the studio time, take hundreds and hundreds of hours to put something together. And with the technology we have now, it can be done. I mean, one person can almost do it.
Right. So what are your feelings about that? The change in being able to create music from, actual bands being together and actual musicians to being able to do it all through computerized programs?
Well, each one has its upside. There's nothing like the feel of a bunch of musicians getting on stage playing in front of a group of people.
Right.
I mean, there's nothing that can beat that. Okay. With the technology we have now, it gives people that don't have access to other musicians and $320 an hour for studio time and that kind of stuff like that, that are actually very creative people.
Right.
It's given the opportunity, and, I mean, all media is full of these kind of people. I mean, it's some very talented artists over there.
Right. Definitely.
So it gives these people an opportunity to create and to express themselves musically that normally wouldn't have had a chance to be able to do it. And
right.
That's the good thing about it.
Oh, I feel you on that. And that's definitely a good point. You know, so let me just stop here and just play another one of your tracks for the listening audience. And let's see, I want to play Just a Touch, and this is another piece by Stephen Jerome Ferguson.
We'll be right back.
All right, that was Just a Touch by our featured guest tonight, Stephen Jerome Ferguson. So, Stephen, I think you got a fan from Lady Blue out there in Pennsylvania. She said this is so mellow and just what her head needed tonight. So,
cool.
See, you have a way with your music to being able to just kind of chill somebody out and just, you know, take them back to a place and space they really need to be when, you know, either stressed or, you know, maybe even having a headache, being able to just kind of relax. And that's beautiful. So when you create your music, Stephen, what is your thought behind it? Is it, do you come up with the name first or do you just create that sound? And, you know, can you kind of walk us through what that process looks like?
Okay. Let's see. It pretty much starts with me just messing around with the bass or the guitar for a little bit, coming up with like maybe some chords or a melody or something like that. And then I just start putting the pieces together. I may start with a drum track and a bass, and then maybe add some keyboards and a little guitar, and, you know, keep adding, taking away until I get a good feel, a good groove going. And that is probably what everybody hears in the music is, I try to get a real mellow groove going in the music. And once I get that, then I can start. It's kind of like building a house. You know, you build your foundation, and then you can put your little pieces on top of it to make it pretty for the eye to see and everything and all that.
Okay.
Once I get that done, then I sit back and listen to it for a while, and then I'll put it away, and I'll come back 2 or 3 days later and listen to it again. And if I still like it after I listen to it again, then I'll start playing with it some more until I get it the way I want it. And once I get it the way I want it, then I sit back and listen to it again, and that's when the names usually come to me. I very seldom name something before I write it. The names are usually, they usually come to me after I sit back and listen to the song for a minute.
Okay. So just out of curiosity, are you just kind of a mellow type person yourself?
I try to be. I really try to be.
Okay.
I'm retired Army, and I've still got that like on the Geico commercial, the ex-drill sergeant makes a terrible therapist kind of man. You know,
mm-hmm.
I can still get a little raw every once in a while, but
okay.
But then again, I got two daughters too, so sometimes that comes in handy.
okay.
But I try to keep it mellow. I really do.
Okay. So how many years were you actually in the military?
20 years and one day.
Oh, so you were a lifer then, in a sense. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So just out of curiosity, you retired at what rank?
I was a Sergeant First Class, E7.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, totally know all about that. So when you were in the military, though, that you got involved in creating a group.
Mhm. Yeah.
And how was that? How did that all come to be?
That was fate, I'm telling you, because I got through basic training, and then after you go through basic training, they send you to what they call AIT, the Advanced Individual Training.
Mhm.
The type of job I had was we were starting a whole new unit that was going to Germany. So they took my graduating class, the class before me, and the class after me, and they put all those guys together, put them all in a box, and shipped them all over to Germany at the same time, okay? So we all got there. We all fresh out of basic training. We're all in Germany for the first time, never been there. None of us never really been anywhere. So we were looking for things to do. And I hooked up with this gentleman that became a very, very dear friend of mine by the name of Paul Sequence Ferguson. This gentleman's on the internet also. You're talking about some good music this guy can play. I mean,
okay.
He is an excellent guitarist. And hooked up with another gentleman by the name of Michael Burrell, who was a real good drummer. And since we didn't know anything, didn't know anybody over there, didn't know what to do, after work we just got together and played.
Mm.
And one thing led to another. We picked up a few singers and a couple other musicians along the way, and we put together it was basically a soul R&B slash jazz group.
Okay.
We just got together and played. Started out playing at the rec centers, and eventually we got a contract with the club system to play in all the
okay.
NCO and officer clubs and all that around in Germany. And
okay.
We played in some German establishments. We went to France. We played all over Europe, everywhere.
Wow. So you actually had that freedom while you were stationed there to be able to, on your off time, go travel and perform.
Oh, yeah, exactly, because we did some special concert favors for, like, military events, like,
okay.
post picnics and that kind of stuff like that, we played for free. So what they did was it was probably about, I think it was a total of about seven of us all together, and we were all in the same unit together. So
okay.
it wasn't like we were, you know, spread out in different companies or anything. So,
yeah.
you know, we were all there at the same time, when we had to go to field training exercises, we were all gone at the same time. So
okay.
it worked out very well.
Wow. So how long were you able to do this then?
Oh, we did that for about 3 years overseas.
Okay.
And
that's a great story. And you guys have stayed connected after all of these years, at least online?
Pretty much, yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We kind of lost track of the players, but...
Oh, okay. But like with Paul, how interesting that you guys have the same last name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's where
when I saw that on your bio, I'm like, huh, I wonder if they're related.
That's where the FFB came from, Ferguson and Mike Burrell. Yeah.
Okay, I got it. So, at what point did you become a musician that I'm assuming that you have performed and made money from being a musician?
While we were in Europe, we made a lot.
Okay.
Like I said, we got a contract with the club system to play in all the NCO clubs and officer clubs, and then whenever we played off posts in like German clubs and that kind of stuff like that, we got paid by them. So
okay.
We did pretty well.
So when you were overseas in Germany, did you find that, just out of curiosity, did you find that you were received much better than performing here in the States?
It's different. It is definitely different. The European audience is a whole lot more forgiving of small mistakes or, you know, the things not being exactly the way it sounds on the record, that kind of stuff like that.
So you're saying that the American audience are a little bit more critical?
They can be.
Okay.
It's hard. That's what makes it hard for all the independent artists out there to have to deal with. You know, we're kind of not really button heads, but we're competing with the guys with the big record contracts and everything. You know, it's hard to do. try and try. I know everybody's goal is to try to get their product as polished and perfect as they can.
Yes.
And I've seen huge strides in the independent musicians from just the past 2 or 3 years ago to right now. Some of these people are putting out, I mean, serious studio quality stuff. But, you know, we still got to compete. Everybody's kind of...
So what do you think the real struggle is, Stephen, when it comes to being an independent musician and getting out there and being able to be recognized? What do you think the real struggle is, at least for you?
The struggle, just getting heard. It is so many good musicians and good music out there now that sometimes you could feel like a glass of water in the Atlantic Ocean, you know.
Mm.
But and it can be frustrating. It can really be frustrating.
Mm.
But just,
so do you play gigs there in Kansas City?
No, not right now. Right now, I'm just pretty much doing my own studio work right now.
Okay.
I do have a plan to try to get a I'm trying to get a college orchestra to play some of my music in the park in the summer sometime.
Oh, okay.
So don't tell anybody.
Okay.
Okay,
I'll keep that on the download. Nobody heard that, right? You didn't hear that. Okay.
Get that. But yeah, that's a goal of mine. That's one thing I want to do.
Okay. Well, you know, I was having I meet with my daddy quite frequently. He's 88 years old, and he just loves, you know, hearing the stories of what I'm doing or artists that I'm connecting with. And this past week, we had this conversation, and I was like, Daddy, I really want to throw a humongous weekend showcase for the all-media artists and have them come to Seattle. And we even talked. I mean, I know exactly the venue I would use to, you know, the hotel I would use and stuff. And I'm like, you know, I wonder if I could just really pull this off, because back in 2008, I pulled off a literary conference here where authors from all over the world, or not all over the world, all over the United States, flew into Seattle for a weekend literary event. And so I'm like, you know, Stephen, if I get the money, I'm going to have y'all come to Seattle, and we're going to throw this weekend all-media artists showcase where, you know, we'll get everybody from Seattle to come out and check you guys out, you know, and you guys can sell your products and, you know, mingle with the people up here in the Pacific Northwest, and definitely have to bring you when it's not raining so you can really see how beautiful Seattle is. So if I could have my dream, you know, come true, that's what I would do for you guys. You know, so with that said, you know what, let's play another Stephen Jerome Ferguson piece, and this is Walk the Walk. We were just listening to Walk the Walk by our featured guest tonight, Stephen Jerome Ferguson. So, Stephen, do you like having your whole name said?
Actually, no.
Okay.
Stephen, or Steve is cool. But actually, that was only for Google purposes only. You know, if you Google Stephen Ferguson, you'll come up with a list of like about 90, 95 different people. You'll never figure out who it is. But if you Google Stephen Jerome Ferguson, you're only going to get one.
Okay. So I'll stop saying your full name then, huh? Well, you know, it's all big and bold, you know, over there on AMA. I'm like, okay, so I guess he's kind of like John D. Green Sr. Now, John D. Green Sr., he likes to have his whole name said, don't you, John?
Absolutely, positively.
Hey.
My whole name, don't forget the D.
So, you know, I just wanted to, you know, be nice and make sure I said the whole name. So where did SJF Productions come from?
I don't know. It just came to me one day. I needed an email address, and boom, there it was.
Mm-hmm.
And that was pretty much it. But I just put my email address in the chat room because what I wanted to let everybody know was that if they just send me an email to that address, all the songs that get played tonight, I'll go ahead and email them to them.
Aww. What a blessing. And so, you know, before you do all of that, people are asking where they can purchase your CDs at, Stephen.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't you tell everybody where they can find the names of your CDs and where they can find it.
Okay, let's see. I've got one that the very first one was called Peace of the Heart. That one was put out on Amazon.com and it's still out there. Proceeds for that one go towards the Cancer Society and Cancer Research. The second one, It's Just Me, is on iTunes and Napster and all that good stuff right there, so you can go up there and find that one. And the last one, Afterglow, you have to get that off my Reverb Nation page, off my official store in Reverb Nation.
Okay. Well, yeah. Definitely check him out. I mean, he said he's going to be sweet and send anybody that sends him an email tonight, he's going to email the songs that I played on the show tonight. But, you know, also consider really, you know, supporting him as an artist and purchasing, you know, his CDs or whatever, because that's one of the things that underground independent artists, you know, struggle with. You know, they create these wonderful products that we enjoy, you know, but, you know, the time, the energy, the expense that goes into the studios, whether it's a home studio, whether it's, you know, paying for studio time, you know, all of that, you know, that is worth financially supporting the artist. So I would really, really encourage you, you know, to go over and support him by purchasing, you know, the CD, the downloads, however he's got it set up. Stephen, I've got a caller that's been hanging on the line for quite a while, and this is my girl, Spicy, calling in from New York. Now, Spicy has a speech impediment, but if you listen really, really closely, you can understand, and she just wanted to call in this evening. So peace and blessings, Spicy.
Hello. How are you?
Hello, Spicy.
I'm very good. How are you?
I'm good.
So what do you think of Stephen's sound?
I like it.
You like it?
Well, thank you very much. I see.
It's very soothing. Like baby blue skin. Very soothing.
It is very soothing. I agree. So I'm glad that when I said that it's just very mellow and just kind of chill, I'm glad that Stephen wasn't offended by that because it is very soothing. So, are you having snow out there in New York, Spicy?
Yeah, we are very just done in the snow.
Yeah.
I'm so grateful that my neighbor cleared my patio.
Oh,
so I can get out and walk my crazy dog.
Oh, I'm glad that your neighbor got out and cleared a path for you to get out and walk your crazy dog. I didn't know that you had a crazy dog now. Well, that's good. Well, you know, Stephen's music would be that perfect music for you to sit back in the snow and listen to, wouldn't it be?
We both listen to music as we sleep. I should jump up, the music is on.
Okay.
So I know in the confines of my home, and I want to be a restless the next day.
I think that Stephen's music would be good music to listen to, Spicy, as you're writing. I have to tell everybody, Lady Blue knows this already, but Spicy is one of the best, most amazing writers and poets I have come across. And she's been blessed to have some also amazing spoken word artists and poets to put a voice to her words. But
Actually,
what?
In that spoken word artist, there's people that I know from Blog Talk who understand my speaking pattern, so I asked them and they recorded for me.
Right. Well, it's a blessing because, Spicy, you are an absolutely amazing writer, you know, and your use of words, and I definitely need to be able to share this, you know, your words with the listening audience. But I think Stephen's sound would definitely be like a perfect background music, as you're writing, to kind of chill and clear your mind and just let those words flow. What you think?
Yeah.
I'm so glad that I'm so glad that you called in, Spicy, and I'm glad that you wanted to call in while Stephen was on the line so you could tell him that, you know, how much you're enjoying his sound.
No problem.
Thank you, Spicy. I really appreciate it. I really do.
My pleasure.
So make sure that you email Stephen so that he'll email you some of the tracks that were played tonight. So now, John, I'm going to take it over to you because I know that you have, thoughts on Stephen's music. So why don't you share your thoughts with Stephen?
All right, Stephen, first question. Afterglow. My brother, give the backstory. With a name like Afterglow, I know it's good. Do tell.
Actually, it's not all that. The cover design for the CD Afterglow was provided to me by a young lady by the name of Pamela Kelly Phillips. She is an excellent photographer. She took that photo in, I believe it was somewhere around 2005, 2006 in the Serengeti in Africa. And it was done at like sunset, and the sun was just right and hit the tree just right and all that. And we looked at the picture, and that title just came to us, Afterglow, because at the time I was working on a song to be the title song for that CD. So that's where that all came from. I know that's probably not what you wanted to hear. But
no, it's fine. It's fine because I am very, very persistent. So my B-52 is booming out. Now I'm zooming back in again. So here I come for the second bombing run. You ready?
I'm ready.
Just a Touch. Mm-hmm. Give me a touch of what Just a Touch title is about.
Mm. Now you get ready to get me in some trouble.
Yeah, I know. I know. But your fans asked the question that I put forth to you, sir.
Just a Touch was written with someone very special in mind. And boy.
You can plead the fifth at any time. It's fine.
I can, okay. Well,
yeah.
this is a very special person to me, and it's just one of those things where we just haven't been able to, you know, between schedules going this, that, and the other and all that, and, just haven't been able to hook up like we should. But all I could use is just a touch. I mean, that's all I want. I'm not pretty. You know?
Okay. All right. That's a beautiful thing.
That is a beautiful thing.
That is, right? And I wanted to know. I've been wanting to know all day, so I was pretty much ready for that.
Oh, okay.
I wrote a song a short time ago called Touch Me, and I got a overwhelming response about, you know, why would you write something, your music is this and that, and all of a sudden, I didn't mean touch me physically. I meant inspire me. You know what I mean? Provoke inspiration in me. I never meant to. I guess I should have thought out the title better, thus prompted me to ask you the questions about Afterglow and Just a Touch.
Mm-hmm.
Now you answered those questions graciously, and I thank you. You are. I noticed that in your music, the way that your music is composed, you can pick any given instrument at any time and follow the path of that particular instrument throughout your song. You do that intentionally, or does it just happen that way?
It's just done intentionally.
That is a beautiful thing. I just commented about your music, how your compositions are arranged in such a way. You can pick a path. You know, it's like watching a good movie where you can pick any character and see where they end up at the end of the movie. I love it. You ever thought about movie soundtracks?
Yes, I have. I've been approached with that a couple of times. But you're right. That's one of my goals, is to be able to. I treat each instrument in the song as a character in a movie. You know, you have some major characters, some minor, you know, some not so minor. And I try to treat each instrument as a separate entity in the song. So, and that's the way it comes out.
That's
it,
a beautiful.
It takes a little bit of time sometimes, but. You know, it's worthwhile.
Yeah. Let me ask you this, and then this is a very personal question for most musicians, but I must ask you, how emotionally connected are you to your music? Is your music emotional based, or is it market based? How would you categorize your music?
Definitely emotionally based. And to the point where I'm going to tell you this story, and you guys can go with this however you want to go with it, but the very first CD I ever did, the one that was Peace of the Heart, the one that's on Amazon for the National Cancer Society.
Right.
I almost took that CD off of Amazon for one reason. When I went up there to the website and actually saw it for sale, I almost felt like my kids were on sale. And that's kind of the way it felt. So, yeah, I have a very deep emotional connection to every single song that I do, beyond a shadow of a doubt. If it's going to be nothing else, it's going to be that. And if I can't do that, then the song's not worthwhile me doing.
Wow. I love it. That was a great answer.
Yeah, that is a great answer. That is. You know, I'm sad. I mean, this hour has gone by so fast, Stephen. I appreciate you taking the time out and, you know, coming and hanging out with us on the All Media Artists Features Show tonight. This may run a little bit into the archives. I don't want you to feel like you have to rush off of here. But I want to play at least one more track by you. And this is going to be Smooth by Stephen Ferguson.
My favorite.
All right. We were just listening to Smooth by tonight's feature artist on the All Media Artists Showcase or Features. This is Stephen Ferguson. An absolutely amazing piece, Stephen. I know that you said that it was one of your favorites.
Yes.
And maybe you can explain that just briefly before we close the show out. But we do have another caller on the line that has their hand up. So I want to bring in the caller from the 610 area code. You're on the air with Lady Flava and Stephen Ferguson.
Hi, it's Lady Blue. I just wanted to call in and briefly say that this is an awesome show. And by no means, when I said mellow, did I think of taking offense, because good music just soothes my soul. And I really, really enjoyed this movie. As a matter of fact, this piece, Smooth, I turned to a poem that I did the other day and was just saying it to that beat. I really like your music, Stephen. Thank you.
Thank you.
My voice is messed up.
Appreciate it.
Lady Blue is a wonderful, gifted writer also. And, you know, we call her spoken word artist, but I call her more so a storyteller out of the Pennsylvania area. And so that's amazing that you would, you know, think of one of your pieces, Lady Blue, as you listen to one of Stephen's pieces. That's pretty wonderful. And you know, and I feel you on the mellow thing. I feel you on that, because I think that we need, you know, to have a variety of music that we can tap into. And I think that, as Stephen was talking about, you know, with the craziness of you know, everyday living, just life, you know, that I think that if we have music like Stephen's to come home and just, you know, mellow us out, you know, just allow us to chill and relax and just go into ourselves and have peace, I think that's something needed. And, you know, like I was telling him earlier in the show, you know, the other night, I had put on his music and I have a hard time sleeping. And I actually was able to relax to the point of just falling into a nice deep sleep. So, you know, I appreciate that, because his sound is a different type of jazz sound than the other artists that I've had on the show. Mm-hmm. And so it's a pleasure, you know. And Stephen, I'm just so thrilled, you know, to have had you on the show tonight, to get to know you, you know, a little bit of background of, you know, your history as a musician and an artist, and, you know, and to be able to share your music, you know, with the listening audience, because, you know, I am, you know, just an online radio show host, but, you know, just as Lady Blues, she has a show too, you know, our shows reach around the world, not only in just the states we're in, but it reaches around the world, so you just never know who might be listening and say, you know what, where can I find that at? Oh, he said that you can find it on this site or that site, you know. And, you know, I'm hoping, you know, with you being on this show, and I'll definitely be pushing it out after when the archives are available, you know, we can get some more, you know, fans for you, because I think that you are very deserving. You know, I think your music is something that we need in this world. You know, when we live in a time of stress and chaos,
mm-hmm.
I think that we need to be able to come home and listen to, you know, Stephen Ferguson. So I thank you so very much, my friend, for coming out and taking time out of your very busy schedule, I'm sure, to, you know, spend this time with us. And it's funny that you didn't even realize that you were going to be a feature. You know, but I hope it was a pleasant surprise for you.
It was, and I had a ball, guys. I really did. I really enjoyed myself, and, I mean, I really appreciate all the kind words and everything. And the only thing I can take is just, you know, just sit back, you know, take your shoes off, and let me play for you for a little bit.
Yeah, what a perfect way to end the night, definitely. And I want to thank John, you know, for coming and hanging out with us during the whole show. So I don't know if you want to say any closing thoughts to Stephen.
Hey, always. Thank you for having me, Stephen. Great job. Great feature, buddy.
Hey, thank you, John. I appreciate it, man. Keep doing what you're doing, man.
Absolutely.
All right. And Miss Spicy Ree out there in snowy New York, do you have any closing thoughts you want to share? Spicy, are you still hanging out with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Oh,
you
I
are.
I myself. I
okay.
did one of the Lazy Blues numbers. Thank you again for opening yourself up to us, to show us who you are. Thank you.
It is a blessing to have an artist open themselves up to us and show us who they are outside of just their music. So you're right, Spicy, and I appreciate you saying that because I should have said that too. So I agree, Stephen. You know, I too thank you like Spicy, you know, because this is something I know that is your passion and something very personal for you to just share of yourself as a musician and share your art. And so I too thank you for that. So Lady Blue, do you have any final thoughts that you want to say to Stephen before I close the show out?
Well, I was just telling Shambe today that I wanted to just do a show or just an impromptu one and just play some music and poetry that I like, and I didn't care if anybody called in. I just wanted to do a show, kind of like what you do with your music. And I'm definitely going to get in touch with him to get his piece because I heard John yesterday. Whatever, damn, loosen track. And I told Teresa she's really got a nice group over there, and I definitely want to be part of it.
But yeah, you definitely should join them over at the All Media Artists because you're right, there's just some absolutely amazing talents over there. And, you know, so email Stephen and make sure, you know, you do that so that he can send you some of the tracks that he played tonight or I played tonight to play on your show.
I definitely will. And
I think that would be amazing for you to read some of your pieces to his music too. I'm, you know, I don't want to give Stephen permission, but I'm like, yeah, just go ahead and just use Stephen's music for your poetry pieces.
I wanted to hear Smooth just to do that piece because when it was playing, I was like, wow. And I'm not even in love with this piece, but it just was like, whoa, this music. You know, music soothes your soul. I just
think,
when you combine the, whether it's music and art and music and poetry, it's just, when you combine the arts, you know.
Definitely.
And his is definitely my speed.
I'm so glad that you were able to come out.
And I get a headache and I'll be like, click, cut it off. You know, something, you know, you leave the radio on sometimes, you don't realize what it is. Then all of a sudden it's like, what's that? Click, cut it off. Give me a headache.
Right. No,
so
I totally feel you on that.
Oh, wow. But thank you. Thank you.
And,
oh, and
I know that
again,
you've
I'm
been.
Like, spicy, thanks.
I know that you've been under the weather, so, you know, definitely take care of yourself. And I'm glad that, you know, you were able to come out and, you know, share this time with us and get to know Stephen and his sound. And, you know, definitely I would encourage you to share him, you know, on your show too. So, you know, I'm going to say goodnight to everybody. You know, Stephen, it
Thank
was an
you.
Absolute pleasure, you know, to have you on. You know, tonight I will definitely continue playing your music on my other radio shows too. I'm actually thinking about doing a show that's just dedicated to the jazz artists because we had a very sad incident happen. I don't know the background of it yet, but our only jazz station here in Seattle, Washington on the radio has all of a sudden no longer exists as of like yesterday. It's been on the air for 19 years. And all of a sudden, they no longer exist. They said they weren't getting the ratings. So it just kind of made me think maybe I should just do a show that's dedicated to jazz. But whether I do that show or not, Stephen, trust me, I will be playing you on, you know, on my other shows. And it's an honor and a pleasure to be able to share you with my listening audience. So I'm going to say goodnight. But with that, I'm going to close out the show with Branches of the Same Tree. Good night, everybody.
Good night,
Good night.